The Food and Drug Administration last week proposed a sweeping set of rules to regulate electronic cigarettes. E-cigarettes are those metal tubes that you see. They're used to vaporize liquid nicotine. The FDA's proposal would restrict e-cigarette sales for people under the age of 18. And here in King County, e-cigarettes have been off limits, actually, to minors since 2010. But there are no statewide rules. Dr. David Fleming is director of King County Public Health. He's been a national leader in regulating e-cigarettes. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Fleming.
Hey, good afternoon, David.
So first off, what do we know, what do you know about the negative effects of e-cigarettes?
Unfortunately, because of the fact that this is a new product that hasn't been regulated, there's not a lot of science out there. And that's part of the problem. Clearly, e-cigarettes they essentially are a device for delivering nicotine, a highly addictive drug to people. And so in that context, we know that they're not good. But as far as the other safety effects of this, the science just isn't there. And from a precautionary standpoint, we need that science there before we can permit their widespread use.
You know, the manufacturers say this is a device that helps folks get off of cigarettes, which have other things in them beyond nicotine that make people get cancer, basically. So what's the science suggest about that?
Yeah, so I'm really in favor of anything that can be shown to reduce cigarette use. There's lots of products out there, nicotine gum as an example. Unfortunately, the studies to show whether this is true for e-cigarettes just haven't been done. So there's not the scientific evidence that would allow us to say that these are useful for smoking cessation. That's one of the things that desperately needs to happen nationally. Hopefully, as a result of these FDA regulations, we can begin to get some of those studies done.
What are the current rules on e-cigarettes here in King County?
Well, back in 10, our Board of Health was, I think, pretty visionary and saw a potential problem here and really using this precautionary principle said, let's set some local rules. And so basically, e-cigarettes are treated in King County as other nicotine-containing tobacco products. They're not allowed to be sold to anyone under the age of 18. There's no free sampling that's available to them. They're not allowed to be sold in vending machines, and they're not allowed to be used in public places, places of employment, just like other tobacco products.
So do we know how effective those rules have been in keeping these e-cigarettes out of the hands of minors?
Again, a great question. The information that we would like to have is just being collected both here and nationally. What we do know is that in King County, about 2.6% of 10th graders say they've used an e-cigarette in the last month, and that compares to 3.9% statewide.
Dr. David Fleming's director of King County Public Health. He's telling us about e-cigarettes. And last week, Dr. Fleming, the FDA made recommendations for regulating e-cigarettes. And I'm wondering how those rules line up to what with what King County's doing.
Well, a fair amount of what the FDA is proposing to do nationally has already been in effect here in King County since 2010, like prohibiting sales to minors. A key thing that they're able to do that we were not is to require better labeling of these products to inform the consumers of what's in them and also potentially to spur that research around their safety that we were talking about. So we're optimistic in that respect. The other thing that I think that's key here is that currently, because these products are available in a widespread way around the country, they're easily available over the Internet. Mm. And so we're hoping that a more national regulatory stance may help diminish their access to kids through that venue.
And the FDA, as I understand it, decided not to ban the flavored e-cigarettes that could be appealing to younger kids and minors. They also decided not to ban TV ads of e-cigarettes. What concerns do you have on both of those fronts?
Well, I think, again, we need to be watching this carefully. I do think that if you look analogous to other tobacco products like cigarettes, that clearly advertising directed at youth in particular, clearly products that are flavored in ways that appeal to youth are things to worry about. And so working nationally, we're just going to have to continue to monitor this and work with the FDA to move these regulations in the direction that the science tells us it needs to go. I'd also add one other hazard that we're increasingly seeing out there is inadvertent poisoning, particularly by kids. Hmm. These cartridges are refillable, and so you buy large containers of nicotine that in the home, if a young child gets into it, can be dangerous. And in 2000, we had two reports to the Poison Center all year of these kinds of poisonings. And the first 3 months of 2014, we've already had 35 reports to the Poison Center. It's another place to look at regulation to make these products safer.
So is that kind of like gun safety? Is it really small children just getting a hold of this stuff and not knowing what it is?
Exactly right. The primary problem here is an unsupervised young child getting into this. In addition, if the cartridge breaks or in the process of refilling it, even an adult spills these high concentration nicotine liquids on themselves, that can also produce a problem.
All right. I want to also ask, last week, the King County Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Board asked the state legislature to raise the age for purchasing regular tobacco products. They wanted that to go up to 21 to correspond to the age for purchasing alcohol and soon to be recreational marijuana. What do you think about that?
Well, first off, I think that e-cigarettes need to be in line with tobacco product regulations, both in the county and the state and nationwide. There's a couple of communities around the country that have moved the sale of tobacco from 18 to 21. Some of the results on that are just coming in, and we're going to be looking closely at that because nobody wants our kids to be using tobacco. And the reality is that almost everyone who's a smoker began smoking when they were a kid, and so we need to be looking at effective strategies to prevent that from happening.
What are the advantages of going to 21?
Well, potentially it will be harder for kids who are younger than 21 to access tobacco products. But as I say, fortunately, there's some science out there that's being collected, so we need to really look at the communities that have tried this approach and see whether or not it's working.
All right. Dr. Fleming, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
He's director of King County Public Health. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.